Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If I was to ask you, how many of you know for certain what your destiny is, what you're supposed to be doing with your life? And I don't care if you're 70 years old or 7 years old. Here's the truth. Most of you would say, I'm not sure. How many of you would like to be sure? You see, your destiny is like your fingerprint. No one that has ever lived has the same fingerprint like you have. You have a destiny. How many of you want to know for sure, for certain, what your destiny is? All right. You're about ready to have it supernaturally unfolded. Now, James Durham was a Spirit-filled Army chaplain for 30 years. But I asked you last night, there was a specific time when you had your breakthrough in the supernatural, because believe it or not, just because you're Spirit-filled doesn't mean you're really moving in the supernatural and all that God has available to you. Tell me what caused your breakthrough.
Immediately after getting the baptism of the Holy Spirit in 1969, I began to have a lot of visions, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and I operated in that a lot. But it was much later than that. I was in a revival, and someone stood up and said, I visited heaven last night, and described the visit, and I thought, hey, that sounds pretty cool. And that night, I went home. It was very, very late. I got back to my room. And as I was getting ready to get into bed, I said, you know, it would really be neat to be able to have a visit in heaven. That was the extent of my prayer for this to happen. I lay down in the bed, and as soon as my head hit the bed, the pillow, I was standing in heaven, standing before the throne of Jesus. And I was just completely awestruck. But as I looked at Jesus, I couldn't think, I couldn't speak, but I just fell in love. And something happened in my heart. It was like a transformation came to me when that happened. And from that time on, it became a very regular thing to visit with the Lord in heaven and very often to go to a training room where he was training me on how to activate some of the things that he was releasing to me. And he told me very clearly, these are not just for you. I want these to be testimonies for other people so that they will also be activated in those things.
Now, you had a vision recently. And Jesus himself said that everyone has to hear this vision. Well, I'm everyone. Tell me.
Well, it was a very, I guess it was kind of a startling vision, I would say. And I was suddenly lifted up into the presence of the Lord. And I saw myself. It was like I was outside of myself looking at myself. And I was kneeling before the Lord with the left knee on the floor and my right foot on the floor, like kind of like a knight kneeling before his king. And I was kneeling before Jesus. And I had this, what I call my cloak of humility. It's a really old, worn out kind of brownish cover. And I really like that because you got to be humble before the Lord. And I was kneeling before him, worshiping the Lord. And suddenly the Lord said, hey, would you like to see how I see you? Well, I wasn't sure because, you know, just like everyone else, I began to think of past mistakes, things that sure. I should have done that I didn't do. And I wasn't sure if I really wanted to see that. But if the Lord asks, I've learned, you say yes. So I said yes. And when I did, the Lord sort of stepped over to the left side, and he had a rod in his hand, a staff, and he began to pull that cloak back slowly from the staff, and I was absolutely stunned at what I saw. When the cloak began to come off of me, I was wearing a helmet and full armor like a knight in the Round Table. But the armor was gold, and it was pure gold, and it was shining. And I realized it was the light of the glory of Yeshua that was reflecting off of that armor. And as he pulled more and more back, I really got into kind of fear, because I do not want to get into pride, because I think pride will block you from really encountering the Lord. And this, I thought, if I keep seeing this, I might get into pride.
And Proverbs says, pride comes before a fall.
Yes.
I don't want to fall.
Be humble before the Lord and he will lift you up. So I actually asked the Lord, don't show me anymore, and to put the cloak back. And the Lord did what I asked. And this was so startling. And I thought, I can't tell anyone this vision because it will sound too prideful. I didn't even tell my wife that I had this experience. But then the Lord began to press on me that I needed to share this vision with other people, because he wants other people to see how he sees them. He doesn't see you for past mistakes, failures, or whatever. He sees what you were created to be. He sees you as if you've already reached your destiny and accomplished your purpose for the kingdom on earth. That's how he sees you right now. Right now, he's seeing you as someone who has already completed that, and he wants you to understand that.
And wait, if that's true, my experience, and I know your experience, is most people go their whole life and they say, well, I'm not in the fivefold ministry. I'm just supposed to be a parent, a spouse, make money, and die. But you maintain that God has a fingerprint that is so unique, a destiny so unique. Why is it most people, if you ask them, do you really know your purpose? Do you really know your destiny? And they're honest. They usually say, no.
That's been my experience. And I think that's why the Lord wants to activate this in people right now, is that we have been, unfortunately, we've been taught in a church that for a long time didn't see the possibilities, but they kind of focused on the limitations. And a lot of things were taught that just really aren't biblical. They're not in accordance with what God intends for us. And as a result, many of us are filled with self-doubt. Some of us are into self-condemnation, and we just can't see or grasp how far the Lord wants us to go, or how high he wants to elevate us in his anointing. But in this season, because we're in these last days, and because it's a time for the end time harvest, I believe that everybody who is a believer and is spirit filled needs to be activated to accomplish their purpose for the kingdom. God chose you to live in this generation for his purpose.
And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to live in any other generation. This is the generation of the wrap-up.
Yes.
Why would you want to live in any other generation than this? And everyone counts. Everyone must fulfill their destiny. And according to James, and according to the Bible, God wants to activate your spiritual senses, your seer gifting. And I want to find some practical ways on how you can do it. Be right back.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
James says, not only can everyone have their spiritual eyes activated. You have your natural eyes, but see what's going on in the visible world. Every one of your senses can be activated. And it starts out with focus. Explain.
Well, I think we have focused too much on ourselves and our limitations. God wants us to focus on His promises, on His Word, and begin to see how He plans for us to live and how He plans for us to be activated in this generation.
One of the things you do to focus is He'll take stories in the Bible, the miracles of Jesus, and you actually put yourself in that. Explain.
Well, I started reading. I noticed over and over in the Bible, I studied through the Bible 3 or 4 times a year in detail, and I saw there were so many promises there and so many things that were spoken over people, and I decided I want to claim those for myself. And I started reading it out loud because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. I began to speak those things over myself. And after I did that for a while, I began to really put faith behind that. And the faith was every promise in the Bible is for me, and it's for you. And God wants us to begin to grasp those promises and begin to live in the fullness of the anointing has for us. Our purpose is awesome. Our destiny is great. And what God wants to release in spiritual gifts to us, through our eyes open, our ears open, every other sense being open to the kingdom, is for us to be able to do exactly what would be the very best thing for the kingdom. And ultimately, that's the best thing for us and for other people.
Can every person that is a believer in the Messiah, looking at us right now, can they have every spiritual sense activated?
Absolutely, I do. And I think God made a promise. I see it in the Scriptures all the way back in the Old Testament and repeated in the New Testament that in the last days, His Spirit was going to come on all flesh, on men and women, on people who are older, people who are younger, every social status in the world, that His Spirit will come on all flesh. And when it does, we'll all be enabled to prophesy, to see visions, and to dream prophetic dreams. And so many people have never claimed the promise. And I started claiming the promise. And a lot of what I do on that card that I put my prayers on is I began to pray and activate those things.
One you've been using for years.
Yes, over and over myself until I believed it 100% in my heart. And that's what I recommend to people. It began to claim those promises, to say every promise in the Bible is for you.
Most people, God starts in just a little way and they discard that little way. Explain that.
Well, we shouldn't despise small beginnings. Mm. And sometimes the Lord only shows us some very small thing, some little thing. But instead of getting discouraged, what I encourage people to do is to say, wow, God is beginning to do things in me, and began to rejoice and began to give Him thanks and praise for that, because God responds to gratitude much more than He responds to grumbling. And so we don't grumble about a small thing He's doing in us, but we began to do it to the best of our ability and thank Him for enabling us and activating those gifts in us so that we're able to do that. And right now, I'm feeling that God has something really special for people who are watching this right now. I just have felt the presence, and I'm feeling it right now, of numerous healing angels that are manifesting here with us, and they're manifesting with you. And I know in the spiritual realm that if you need healing, there's a healing angel that just manifested for you. And right now, just we release the angels to minister what Father God sent them to minister. Be healed in Jesus' name. Whatever you need, that angel came for that purpose. And I feel right now that the love of the Father is just pouring out like standing under a waterfall. And the blessing and favor of the Lord is pouring out over you right now. Receive it and believe it and give thanks for it. And keep on thanking Him and speaking it until it manifests. Amen.
Now, James, why is it the minute you spoke what you were feeling in the invisible world, I felt a presence of God, zoom, like that. Why is that? I like to try to understand the invisible world.
Well, I think when we do what the Holy Spirit prompts us to do, His power just manifests. And I felt that too. And it almost felt like it was coming up from the floor. It just felt like the power of God suddenly surrounded us. And the Spirit is so pleased when we follow His prompting that He just releases power. And I'm feeling it right now. It's just like the presence is getting stronger and stronger.
Well, I don't know what He's going to do when we come back, but I know He's going to do something, and I know you're going to be back.
Call now and get James Durham's powerful brand new book, Seeing the Unseen Realm, Destinies Revealed, and his anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Activating the Unseen Realm, plus his Activation Scripture Card, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9465. Through James Durham's brand new book, you will learn how to access the unseen realm of heaven. Understand from God Himself your true identity and purpose in the kingdom. Receive an impartation to utilize the seer anointing and begin to dream prophetic dreams and see visions of the Lord. The book includes scriptures and prayers that you can declare and decree so you can activate the powerful teaching and begin to flow in the supernatural of God. Plus, you will receive James Durham's anointed two-part audio CD teaching that will bring a powerful shift of momentum in your life, driving away any darkness, confusion, or low self-esteem. Empower the Holy Spirit in your life to demolish anything negative that has been spoken over you. Dispel demonic warfare and bad circumstances placed as an obstacle by the devil himself. Receive supernatural power to walk victoriously every day in your God-given destiny and purpose. James will pray a prayer of impartation over you for your eyes to be activated to see the unseen realm. These are the same prayers that he prayed over himself to activate the seer anointing. Plus, you'll receive this handy yet powerful laminated scripture card that contains the scriptures that James walks you through on his audio CD teaching to activate your seer anointing gift and help you walk in your destiny.
I want to get into your hands this brand new book. Anything James can do, you can do better. The brand new book, an exclusive 2-CD set, and the activation scripture card, you will take this wherever you go.
Don't miss out on getting James Durham's powerful brand new book, Seeing the Unseen Realm, Destinies Revealed, and his anointed 2-part audio CD teaching, Activating the Unseen Realm, plus his Activation Scripture Card, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9465. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9465 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
James, you had a vision that shows how easy, and that's the key word, easy it is for you to walk into your destiny and purpose. Tell me about that vision.
Well, Sid, what I saw in that vision, the Lord was talking to me, and He was making it clear that, you know, sometimes by the worldly wisdom, we're always thinking about all the things that we've got to do to earn our position. We've got to elevate ourselves through effort and trying and praying and pressing in. And those
like
things
in
are
the like well, but in the corporate world, you jockey to get to the top, and you don't care who you step on. That's the corporate.
Right.
My Bible says that if I will lower myself, God will raise me.
Yes.
If I hire myself, He'll lower me.
So in that vision, the Lord told me basically just to get over myself, quit thinking so much about what I'm supposed to do, what to get worthy of Him. It's not about me. It's about Him. It's about what He's done. And all the heavy lifting has already been done for us. And all we have to do is just open up and receive it. And that's what the Lord was trying to release to people. You don't have to go through all of these machinations. You don't have to do all of these things. Now, it's good to pray. It's good to worship. And I encourage people to do that all the time. But you just need to open your eyes, ears, and your heart to perceive that the Lord is the one who has accomplished this for you. And He wants to just release it to you right now. And we release it to you and just ask you to open your heart and claim it for yourself right now in Yeshua's name.
You know, in that vision, I found it fascinating. The Lord was holding something that was round. And what did it look like? A beach ball to you or something?
Well, I thought of an exercise ball.
Yeah.
That you have at the gym. And I thought, well, that's odd because He's not exercising. And I was just watching the Lord as he was holding on to this ball. And then as I focused more on the ball, because at that time I was looking at him, I saw that it wasn't an exercise ball. It was actually planet Earth. And the Lord was looking so intently. He was so focused on people on the earth. And the first thought I had was, you know, a lot of people would be uncomfortable with that idea because they don't really want the Lord to look that closely into their life sometimes. Sometimes they like to slip back in the darkness so they can do a few of the things they don't think would please the Lord. But the Lord said to me, he reads my thoughts. He said to me, I'm not watching them closely to do them harm. I'm watching them closely to bless them and to give them purpose and destiny. And then I began to almost like have telescopic vision. And I kind of zoomed in and I saw a woman standing there holding the hand of Jesus. And it looked like she had been weeping maybe through the night. And she desperately reached out and took Jesus' hand. And I heard the Lord say to her something he had been saying to me all morning. Comfort. Yes, comfort my people, says the Lord. And I believe the Lord wants to comfort people who are going through difficult times. And then I focused in on some people who were worshiping, and their worship seemed so pure, and they seemed so focused on the Lord, and the Lord was focusing on them as well. And I heard the same thing, comfort. Yes, comfort my people. I believe the Lord wants people to know that their worship, their praise is pleasing to Him. And He's watching that, and it opens up doors of blessing and favor. And I just saw that the Lord wanted each and every person that He was looking at on planet Earth to begin to see the awesome destiny He has for them.
Does He have a destiny for a unique fingerprint? This is our fingerprints are unique. Does He have that unique a destiny for each person?
Absolutely. And that's one of the awesome things about the Lord, that He's able to do that for every single human being. Everyone who has flesh has the potential to get in that kind of a relationship with the Lord and begin to see what that awesome destiny is and what God has destined you, created you to live in this time to accomplish this amazing purpose, unique to you. And if I don't do that, if I don't open up and see that and I don't do that, something is going to be missing in the kingdom of God in this generation, because you and I have been uniquely equipped and created for that purpose. And we need to do that for the fullness of what God has planned for this generation.
Right. Talk to the person at home that says, that's okay for these superstars, but can I really know this? Talk to that person that's saying, can I really know this?
Well, I see that all the time, that people say, well, that may be something for famous people or people that we know they're gifted and have all of these special spiritual gifts, but what about me? Can I do that? And I say, absolutely yes. The Lord isn't looking for superstars. He's not looking for people that come to Him fully equipped. He's looking for people who are willing to see the awesome thing that He created them to do, and they're willing to see it and then let Him equip them and lift them up to the fullness of the anointing He has. And it's not about who you are. It's about who He is. It's not about what you've done. It's about what He's done. It's about what He's going to do in the future, and He wants to do it through you. And just imagine the joy that you can have when you realize, I fulfilled my purpose on earth. I reached the destiny that God established for me from the foundation of the earth for this generation. You will have so much joy, and you will have so much comfort from the Lord when you allow Him to lead you into the fullness of your destiny in the kingdom.
And what would you say to the person that says, I knew what I was supposed to do and I didn't do it? Is it too late?
It's never too late.
All right, did you hear that? It is never too late. God said to Jeremiah, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you. I called you. And I say to you, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you and I called you. And God said, the best is yet to come.
Amen.
Did you know that there is an unseen heavenly realm that every believer in the Messiah is able to access? When you are able to see and hear what God has to share with you concerning His God-given destiny and purpose for your life, you will never be the same. Now, James Durham wants to impart to you the seer anointing so you can access miracles, healing, supernatural provision, and the powerful gifts of the Holy Spirit. Call now and get James Durham's powerful brand new book, Seeing the Unseen Realm, Destinies Revealed, and his anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Activating the Unseen Realm, plus his Activation Scripture Card, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9465.
God wants you to break out of the images the world has placed on you. And some well-intentioned teachers who are actually in error are teaching us things that focus on our limitations and not on God's possibilities. God wants you to understand the possibilities He's created in you.
Through James Durham's brand new book, you will learn how to access the unseen realm of heaven. Understand from God Himself your true identity and purpose in the kingdom. Receive an impartation to utilize the seer anointing and begin to dream prophetic dreams and see visions of the Lord. The book includes scriptures and prayers that you can declare and decree so you can activate the powerful teaching and begin to flow in the supernatural of God. Plus, you will receive James Durham's anointed two-part audio CD teaching that will bring a powerful shift of momentum in your life, driving away any darkness, confusion, or low self-esteem. Empower the Holy Spirit in your life to demolish anything negative that has been spoken over you. Dispel demonic warfare and bad circumstances placed as an obstacle by the devil himself. Receive supernatural power to walk victoriously every day in your God-given destiny and purpose. James will pray a prayer of impartation over you for your eyes to be activated to see the unseen realm. These are the same prayers that he prayed over himself to activate the seer anointing.
And what I began to see in the scriptures were these beautiful prayers of activation. And I prayed these every day, sometimes several times a day.
Plus, you will receive this handy yet powerful laminated scripture card that contains the scriptures that James walks you through on his audio CD teaching to activate your seer anointing gift and help you walk in your destiny.
I want to get into your hands this brand new book, because the truth is, anything James can do, you can do better. I heard him say that. The brand new book, an exclusive 2-CD set, and the activation scripture card, you will take this wherever you go. And the more you say God's word out loud, the more you'll believe it.
Don't miss out on getting James Durham's powerful brand new book, Seeing the Unseen Realm, Destinies Revealed, and his anointed two-part audio CD teaching, Activating the Unseen Realm, plus his activation scripture card, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9465. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9465 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sean Bowles. Join me on It's Supernatural as I share with you supernatural insights to learn how to hear God's voice for yourself and others.